What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
All right, good.
You can be wherever you want to be.
Stay right there. What he needs to understand is that you know how this works.
Yeah.
I'm already recording.
Oh, Phoenix!
Hey, yo.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
You straight punk bitch!
I mean, you're just gonna replace me.
Shut up!
Brenda Morales,
the biggest slut in the Western Hemisphere!
Why do I have to have a buzzer?
And Greg DeMarco.
You are now and will forever be an asshole.
Cause it's my show.
And I love you, Greg.
You guys know how to party.
You're welcome!
What is up, and welcome to another edition of The Greg DeMarco Show. That means my name is Greg DeMarco. I'm the host of the show. According to my Skype, this is the first show all of us have been on together since December 21st.
That checks out.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
I mean, like, between cancellations and COVID and
yeah. Patrick has an echo suddenly. You had an echo for a second there. I think it was coming through somebody else's computer. But then I think it's gone now. It's good. It's good. Don't mess with nothing. Look at that.
Go to the settings.
We have the best grammar possible. Don't mess with nothing. That's going to be the name of this show.
Don't mess with nothing. Or no one or nothing.
Don't mess with nothing or no one for nobody. Not at all.
I almost begged out of the show today.
Why? Just for old time's sake?
No.
Why? Why?
Why would we all be together for a show?
Actually, for consistency.
Because I wanted to flood Twitter with University of Illinois basketball updates. That's why.
I almost picked against them today.
You should have. They won.
Did they?
But yeah, they won by two. They didn't score for 6 minutes. They didn't score for the last 6 minutes of the game.
People will go like 8 minutes without scoring college basketball. It's really annoying.
They blew a 15-point lead.
You tweet about Illinois more than Tony Khan tweets about WWE, so I completely understand.
I mean, that's fair. I am a super fan, but
you tweet about Illinois more than I tweet about clowns lately. Like, that's
It's true. And you tweet about clowns a lot because we talked
It's my
about
new
clowns
thing
last
ever
time.
Since last week's show where we did the bunch of clowns or 2 weeks ago because we didn't do last week.
Yeah.
I have literally gone all in on the clown stuff on all forms of social media. It's great.
You even creeped out on people? You creeped out at least one follower too.
I did. I creeped out somebody
we had,
who was
explain that.
Totally freaked out by clowns. And
I'm not going to lie. I almost posted like four doink gifts right after that. God. Like I was going to be that guy. And then I was like,
don't
I won't be that guy.
Don't be.
I wasn't that guy.
Acknowledge me.
So the voices you've heard are those of Patrick O'Dowd and Miranda Morales. We'll get into the specifics later because, you know, Kyle still listens to the show and clocks us at different points and intervals and where things happen. And it really upsets Miranda. Like, it really upsets Miranda.
I don't need no one telling me what to do.
Kyle's still at it?
I don't know if Kyle's still at it. Oh, okay. He hasn't sent me a report of the show. He's like, but you know, obviously we're all wrestling people here in one form or another. Every wrestling event, if they don't, they should, has a timekeeper. Kyle is our timekeeper, basically. Our timekeeper in ICW literally sends me an email of the official times of the matches when it's over.
Can we make that a DeMarco show shirt on prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot?
The official
just, Kyle is our timekeeper. Like,
I don't know how Kyle would feel about that.
It could be any Kyle. Like, Kyle is the official timekeeper. I don't know.
I do think a timekeeper shirt could work, though.
Yeah. Who is the greatest timekeeper in the history of our story? It's got to be Charles Robinson, right?
I think it's White Sean from Ring of Honor.
White Sean was solid.
White Sean was solid. White Sean now works for AEW.
White Sean was a really good dude. I enjoyed White Sean.
So we were at, there's a story behind this, Miranda, is inside jokes, right? When we did the Ring of Honor events in 2010 in Phoenix, there was a guy running, there was a White Sean. And I remember, I don't know if it was day two of these events or whatever. I remember I was like, listen, is there a Black Sean? It turns out there was a Black Sean. He just didn't make the trip. And I was really like, you know, and obviously how racist of me just to assume there could have been a red Sean, a yellow Sean, but I went straight to Black Sean and probably shouldn't have. But yeah, there's a White Sean and a Black Sean.
Straight ahead.
Yep. I don't know what Black Sean is up to. I know that White Sean now works for AEW. I think he does like shipping.
Well, that's a whole other context about AEW not giving opportunities to Black Sean.
So. Wow.
Hey, yeah, it's okay fired. Because it's okay because four Black people have won matches in the last month on AEW TV, so it's not racist.
Hey, diversity, inclusion.
Yeah, Cody Rhodes actually fixed racism. I don't know how soon we forget.
But he regrets everything about that storyline, so he obviously regrets fixing racism. He obviously does. He regrets the entire storyline.
Does he regret the tattoo? I'm less concerned about
everybody.
The storyline.
His own wife regrets the tattoo. She said it publicly.
I think his next step is like, you know, full on eagle on the back, right? Like, eagle tramp stamp across the shoulders. Maybe a tramp stamp. Maybe down.
Ooh, yeah, hips. Eagle tramp stamp.
That could work.
I don't even know what to say. Like, I just don't. Like, what's
here's what we say. Cody Rhodes is a clown. So we can make fun of this.
Oops. So that soundbite is above the clown soundbite. There we go.
This is my yard now.
Every time I play a soundbite, Miranda looks in the other direction. She's on speaker. And so it's quite entertaining to see the reactions to these.
I didn't see how many times he marks out. Did not mark out for it this time.
It's luster.
It's jump the shark.
Yeah. Yeah, this is really how fickle wrestling audiences are. Literally in the moment of minutes, something that he popped for 2 minutes ago no longer pops.
I mean, this is because you know, all those quick cuts from the.
I'll give him something to enjoy.
Little Kenny Loggins.
Of course. We used to do this, and then no one ever used it, so we just stopped bringing it up.
Of course.
Did anyone ever use a Danger Zone card?
I totally used a Danger Zone card.
Did you?
Yes, because I made you let me talk about probably like Illinois sports.
Probably Illinois basketball.
I think they beat it. They like upset some team. And so I made you listen to me talk about it for 5 minutes.
Fuck yeah!
Well, there were times where I used to actually give you time to talk about baseball. Back when we had, when I would have to go on hold to bring the guest in on Blog Talk Radio, you'd have to talk about baseball. Yeah, you and Steve Cook would talk about baseball back when that was a thing. Not when baseball was a thing, but when Steve Cook was on every week. Is baseball still a thing? So,
yeah. How far the show are they're locked out right now. So who knows?
How can you be locked out during when the season hasn't started yet?
I don't know.
Well, because they're not letting people use facilities. Like there's no activity.
That sounds like the Coyotes. Didn't the Coyotes almost get?
They almost got locked out of their building. Yeah, but then that.
That's because they didn't pay their taxes, which was hilarious. Like we covered that on Chairshot Radio Hockey Talk.
Yes, they did.
I've done two plugs in this waste of time introductory segment today.
What waste of time? This is entertainment at its
finest. Well, because Kyle cares. He's really worried about when we get to the show. And so I...
Dean fucking Ambrose.
I'm playing
that. We were on time, and then you segue with a timekeeper t-shirt concept, and then we
threw us off of time. How does that even happen? Great idea. Right? We talked about a timekeeper t-shirt. Now time is a
flat circle. Get like a ring bell with a hammer.
Yeah. The timekeeper.
You don't have the ring bell at your place, do you, Greg?
I do have one.
Oh, damn it.
Why?
I want one. Well, that would have been perfect to just be able, you know, like some law and order in here, you know?
They sell them on Amazon.
Call in the reinforcements from the locker room to break up the 3-on-1 attack by the heels.
That's been so
wonderful. If I sent you a ring bell off of Amazon, could you imagine the fun you could have with that around the house? Like, you'd become the second, you'd become even more annoying. Like that would just be amazing. You would have the best life ever.
The best life. Because it's real. That's why.
Just a ring bell running around ringing the bell. That would be amazing. Just ring the bell. And every time you ring the bell, just whoever's there start fighting.
The dogs would. The dogs would get into it. I have a feeling.
That would actually be really entertaining.
By the way, do you ever use the Miranda Rights noise for like your show, Miranda? Because like we used to do that on the show, and then it never really happened. Like the conspiracy theory thing went away.
I don't have the X-Files music on this one, but I do
mean, are there any good conspiracies going around in wrestling these days?
Everyone still talks about the same four.
Well, of course. According to you, the Montreal Screwjob was a work. There's one.
Yes.
That's all I got.
I mean,
Daniel Bryan's world title win was organic. It was caused organic by the fans.
Fans caused the change to the main event of WrestleMania. I don't even know what the other two are. I'm sure it's Mustafa Ali was supposed to win the WWE Championship WrestleMania 35. Come on now, that was never a thing. Do you really think that was a thing? Like, no, it was not a thing.
Free Mustafa, by the way.
Whatever.
You got a fan of
Free Ali. Use the right hashtag.
Free Ali. No, I don't follow wrestling. I just show up on the show.
That's pretty much how wrestling podcasts work on this network. It's okay.
Right. Ouch. Damn.
I'm kidding.
Greg burying his own product.
I'm joking. It's more common about.
But where's the lie? Where's the lie? This is wrestling podcasts in general.
There's so many of them. What makes you unique is not talking about wrestling. Like we're doing this week, because we're actually not talking about wrestling. Patrick Redoubt, what topic did I say we were going to talk about?
You said we were going to talk about football.
We're going to talk about football.
Football.
We're talking about the National Football League, the men's league, as it's called in a lot of circles, because as you said on Twitter, Patrick Redoubt, and I agreed with you, in terms of NFL football, this was the greatest weekend in the history of our sport. Like this was the best weekend of NFL football ever.
When you have four games decided the way that they were, all late and all in different ways. Like every game was unique. And there's that echo again.
Yeah, that echo happens when Miranda changes something. She's on like speaker and it does something.
No, I'm just trying to get my mic set. My apologies, gentlemen.
You're stepping on my time here. Like Greg gave me the stage.
It's all your time. All of this is your time.
Well, no, this is Greg's show. Greg ceded me some time, and you decided.
I just asked you a question, and then said,
"Right, you gave me the floor," and then Miranda decided to make it about her. She is the Cody Rhodes of the Great.
I'll just go. We'll just go Pavlovian for her. Okay. Now she knows she can't talk and you can talk. She's muted anyway. So go ahead, Patrick. She's more animated muted than she is not muted.
I can't remember having that much fun watching four football games in which I had no investment in any of the teams.
So that's, I want to stop you right there because that's a great point. Everyone by now knows that I'm a New York Giants fan, right? We were out after like week three. So the Giants suck. We fired our coach. Daniel Jones ain't the guy, brother. Like, there's all sorts of things. I think that made it more enjoyable because I didn't have a stake in the games in that manner where I didn't care who, you know, I wasn't rooting for a team, then I just enjoyed it for what it was. And it's such a beautiful sport. Right. If you like, you know, sports and team sports, especially a sport where everybody has a job and there's a lot of moving parts and all of that. And it was just, I mean, tremendous. But yeah, but to go back to your point, not having a team in it, I think made it far and away better for me.
Yeah, I can't imagine what it would have been like to be a fan of one of those. Like, as a long-suffering Bears fan, I'm right there with you, by the way.
I mean, Miranda's a Cardinals fan, so the week before.
Oh, yeah, I've been pissed now for, like, 2 months. But, you know, I agree. Not having a big investment in any of these teams. You know, I had many investments here and there. I had teams I would prefer to have win. But how anxiety inducing the last, you know, few minutes of pretty much all of these games came down to.
Yeah, it was. You said that, and I kind of jokingly said to myself, I also had many investments in these games.
not your investments,
but it was no, but you're right. Like, yeah, I had teams I wanted to win or didn't want to win in some cases. Like, I think the Bengals are a great story and I wanted them to win over the Titans but in a lot of cases, I just wanted, you know, to be entertained, right? I just wanted to be sports entertained by sports. And I was heavily by these four games. My son and I went to a sports bar to watch one of them, and it was just kind of flowed from there. Like, it was fantastic.
Yeah, I actually got in a little bit of trouble being caught up in the game.
Really?
So I'm sure we're going to talk about quarterback play because you can't not talk about quarterback play when we talk about Sunday. But there, some of the throws that people were making and the catches that followed them was just ridiculous and it was amazing. And you don't see that high of a level of performance out of quarterbacks across the league, and you got to see a lot of the best of that. Like Matthew, it was a Matthew Stafford throw. Like, I think there was a touchdown that he threw when the Rams were way up, and the catch that followed, like, he somehow threw a back shoulder like to the breadbasket of the receiver. It was amazing. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was there were just so many. I mean, there was a very similar throw in the Titans game, like, honestly, the Tannehill throw, even though he sucked and threw three picks, like, that throw to A.J. Brown, I mean, he didn't make a one-handed catch, but if he threw it anywhere else, that ball's either knocked away or picked. So and you can criticize Tannehill all you want for his performance, and he threw three picks in the game, but that throw was amazing. One of the best throws I've ever seen. And just laser beams. But going back to the first game, the Bengals and Titans, because I made a few notes, and most of these everybody's already heard, but Joe Burrow being sacked 9 times, a record tying 9 sacks in a game, and winning. Like, that's the crazy part about it. Winning the fucking game.
9 times?
Despite being sacked 9 times. And it didn't seem to rattle him at all. Like, for a guy who's only been in the league, what, 2 full years, really, given the injury that he had. But it doesn't faze him at all. It just doesn't faze him. Like, it's amazing. And you know, the Bengals, like, they could actually have a future for once.
Yeah, it's looking good for them. I don't think he'll get sacked 9 times this weekend.
Have they drafted a new offensive line between the two games? I don't know.
Right, but the talent on the defensive line that they're facing is not the same.
That's true. That's true. I saw a meme. There's an NFL memes Instagram account that is amazing. I need to send it to you because it's so funny. It listed the Bengals 7 draft picks, and it was all offensive line.
Right.
Because that's really what they need. Right, everyone criticized them for taking Ja'Marr Chase instead of Penei Sewell. And it's like they were right and wrong. Right. He could have done really well to have Penei Sewell on there and maybe with some protection, but Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow is one of the best connections in the NFL. So,
well, what did Chase have? Some like 100 and some odd yards?
He did have 100 and some.
Like he had a big day.
He did, but I mean,
That's the one game I didn't catch in its entirety. Like I only caught part of it.
It was good.
And I remember that Ja'Marr Chase ran all over the field.
He's just insane and just absolutely nuts. So love that game. Dude, the 49ers and the Packers. Now, everyone loves to hate Aaron Rodgers and whatever. Like, live your life, do whatever you want. That's not what it's about. But, I mean, if not for a blocked punt, they don't even win that game. Like, literally, that's the only reason they even won the game was because they blocked a punt. And all these people are on San Francisco to beat the Rams. I don't get it.
Who's going to throw the football? Are they going to bench Jimmy Garoppolo? No, I'm serious. Bring in your rookie? Like, bring in the guy they want in the first place?
I saw this stat before when I was restarting my computer 4 times because it didn't want to work. And there's a stat about Jimmy Garoppolo in the playoffs, and it is just absolutely insane.
Well, I think going back between special teams and the 49ers defense, like that, to do such a feat in Lambeau, in that kind of weather, is incredible.
Right.
And it's like the first time the cold actually affected Aaron Rodgers, which is weird. So Jimmy Garoppolo's career postseason stats, and this guy's been to a Super Bowl and is about to play in another NFC Championship game. 2 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, 146 yards per game, 7 yards per attempt, and a QBR of 44.8. That's Jimmy Garoppolo's stats in the postseason.
Yeah. And as an alumnus of Eastern Illinois University, I'm very proud that Jimmy made the pros. I'm like, dude, you're not a starting quarterback.
But he is.
But he is.
I think also that's the testament, like anyone who's under Tom Brady, like that's the thing though, too. I mean, for the time, I don't remember how many years he said he was with the Patriots, but long enough to be able to head over to San Francisco and become a starting quarterback. You know, I think that too, it's like maybe not necessarily your collegiate career, but just having the right time with your kind of first team or starter team. Just that lineage in and of itself. I mean, that's also throwing more to Tom Brady, which is not what I prefer. But I
can't believe I'm the guy like running down Jimmy Garoppolo right now. He's everywhere he's been. So getting drafted by the Patriots, that was great, and following up Brady. But like his move to San Francisco and then picking him up was all based on, as Greg likes to say, his potential.
Yes,
and what they thought he could be. And he's really proven to be okay. But here's the thing is, if the Niners win a Super Bowl, he is in the category of quarterback of like a Joe Flacco.
Trent Dilfer. He is Trent Dilfer.
Like, the quarterback is not the reason Jim McMahon is not the reason Bears won a Super Bowl.
I mean, look at Troy Aikman's stats. Like, he didn't have crazy good stats with the Cowboys and they're winning Super Bowls. And Jim McMahon, those are different eras, so you can't really compare.
Sure.
But Flacco and Dilfer, those are great comparisons. Dilfer literally got cut after winning a Super Bowl. And it wouldn't shock me if the Niners.
Hell of an analyst job.
Yes. Now he coaches high school football and got in trouble a couple months ago for yelling too much at a kid. I don't know. Whatever. Everybody's soft, so it is what it is.
Right.
But Garoppolo could get cut. You never know. Like they drafted they traded up to draft Trey Lance, which was dumb. Yeah. He started like 13 games in his career. But it's you never know, though, right? You never know what might come of it. So
I mean, it's a traits league, right? Like you draft based on traits and again, potential. And like sometimes those move ups work. Sometimes they're Mitchell Trubisky. So who also started 13 games.
Yes. And
for a career
and get a ring.
We didn't draft Patrick Mahomes. We let him.
Well, a lot of people let him drop. So
right. We also didn't drop. Who else did we draft? Deshaun Watson. We didn't draft anybody. We drafted Mitchell Trubisky, who started 13 games at North Carolina.
You did. You did indeed.
As opposed to Patrick Mahomes, who started for a career at Texas Tech and did things. Hello, dog.
Dog
was not thrilled about being on camera.
No.
That's where we're going to go with
it. It's because they're too close in proximity. Yeah. Wait, this is where the ring bell's needed, because we're going to start this fight and then they're gonna need us.
If this were a video show, this show would be so entertaining this week, because people would get to see how often Miranda's not paying attention to the show.
I am paying attention to the show. There's just so much going on right now. I'm keeping up exactly with the dialogue.
So go take your Ritalin and get your attention span back on the show.
She normally would go to a different room, but this is actually kind of fun, so I'm okay with it.
I mean, it's Greg's fault that he talked to me about the NFL memes on Instagram, because now that's just where I'm at.
Did you go to NFL memes _IG?
Yes, that's where I'm at right now.
Follow it and go later, because you will literally stop paying attention, because that thing is hilarious. Like the stuff on that.
Oh yeah, I shared that meme with my dad, who is a Packers fan.
This is funny.
Old man O'Dowd.
I just passed all of the Bills Chiefs memes that.
Oh yeah.
Pretty hilarious.
My son and I were literally scrolling through this for a whole day once, just dying at some of the stuff that they were. Yeah, it's absolutely insane, and the account hates the Cowboys, so like a third of it are anti-Cowboy stuff. Which is, I mean, it's not a bad ratio. It's about the ratio. I mean, that's less than Patrick O'Dowd tweets about Illinois. So it really is. By the way, if you want to follow along Patrick O'Dowd's Illinois stream on Twitter, go follow at Wrestling Realist. That's WrestlingRealist. There's no I in wrestling, but there is one in Realist. And there is one in COVID. And there is one in Patrick for the Wrestling Realist, Patrick O'Dowd. You can also follow Miranda Morales on Instagram and Facebook, but not on Twitter. She's Twitterless heroin, so if she got Twitter, that would really screw things up. At the hashtag Miranda, Miranda spelled out. And you can also follow me at Chairshot Greg. Go follow the website at Chairshot Media. The website that I'm referring to is, of course, thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
And now that I got all that out, Miranda, it's probably a good time to go to commercial.
Yes, it is, Greg.
If you're prepared.
I am prepared. We're going to do it live.
We always do it live.
So in order to do this.
We always do it live.
Well, you know, just in the spirit of things. Okay. I'm doing it live in my house. Greg, go ahead and wind it up.
You always do it live in your house, too. Like, okay, I'm just going to wind it up.
Yes, it is indeed time for you to go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot to pick up your very own Chairshot t-shirt today. And since we haven't recorded it in quite some time, I am proud to announce a new t-shirt that's available on prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, and that is the new Nefarious Means t-shirt that's available in two different colors. Of course, you can pick that up and all of the Chairshot classics, including multiple Always Use Your Head t-shirts, the hashtag Save Tag Team Wrestling shirt, the unofficial official t-shirt of Patrick O'Dowd, the Queen of Soft Style t-shirt, and of course, Everybody Hates Greg. So what are you waiting for? T-shirts start at $19.99, but if you want to spend a few extra dollars, you can pick any t-shirt in soft style, spoken from the Queen of Soft Style herself. You can go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and pick up your favorite t-shirt today. That is prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
All right, so we've talked about the kind of the first two games of the weekend. The Rams beat the Bucks, and I don't have a crazy stat about that game, but it was another game that came down to the last second field goal. Like, and it's just, it goes to show you that same adage that they've always talked about is offense wins games, defense, and in a lot of ways special teams wins championships. Like, defense and clock management is really what these things came down to. You're making faces there, Patrick. Make your what?
And well, and three fumbles.
Yes. Yes.
Because let's be real. After the second fumble, like with the oh God, what's his name? I'm going to forget his name. The running back for St. Louis who fumbled twice. Akers.
Yeah.
After a second fumble, I was like, oh fuck, Brady's going to do it. Like, you're sitting there, he's like, here we go. And then Stafford misses the snap, and you're just like,
right.
And here's the thing.
The kicker missed the kick, and yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I couldn't even be mad about it. Like, I don't understand people, like, and I dislike athletes. Like, anybody who's heard me talk about, like, Matt Riddle knows that I don't like people. Like, don't like certain athletes. I can't stay mad at Tom Brady because he really is the greatest quarterback of his generation. And I just assumed after that second fumble that Brady's going to do it again because he's Tom Brady.
I still remember watching, you know, we watched the Falcons Patriots game and it was 28-3 at halftime. And I literally, because my whole family's celebrating because, you know, they hate Tom Brady. And I told them, I was just like, I don't know why you're celebrating. Like, this game's not over. And I was like, watch, he's going to come back and win. Not really believing he was going to come back and win. And then he came back and won. And I thought this was going to happen. And he did come back and tie the game.
Damn near did it. Yeah. Kudos to Stafford for finding another gear to get that win.
Especially because he couldn't even get within Matt Gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Within Matt Gay's normal field goal range because he was hurt. Like, he had to get him closer.
Right.
And did. And that goes back to the whole Evan McPherson story too, where he literally told them they were going to the championship game before he kicked the field goal. Like, and he is a freaking rookie. Like, that's just that whole team. They're unflappable. Like, it's insane.
By the way, speaking of kickers, can I really quick back up to the Green Bay San Francisco game?
Yeah.
Just to point out how much of a boss Robbie Gould is. Thank you for cutting him, Bears, 6 years ago. Cause you know, Bears. But
I just want to point out, Patrick Dowd actually looked in the other direction as if he was directly talking to the Bears organization.
Yes,
when he made it, he's like, thank you, Bears, for doing that. Now back to the show. This should have been on fucking video. Like, this is the week the show should have been on video.
No, no. The front office is listening.
Of course they are.
Everyone over here. They're over here. So, but when Robbie Gould kicked the field goal, he either said, fuck the Packers or fuck. I think it was fuck the Packers. Like, kicked the field goal, said fuck the Packers, and walked off the field like a boss. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Kicker swagger.
So Patrick and I mentioned that people are listening, Miranda. I haven't told you this. So 2 weeks ago, Patrick and I did the clown show, and I told a clown show story regarding MLW. And the guy who I did not name, who experienced clown show treatment from MLW, I always say people are listening. The next morning, I'm getting messages from him on Facebook. That story you told, it's such crap. Like, can you believe they did that to me? Like, literally, people listen, and people don't understand that people listen. So, yeah, it's a thing. So maybe the Chicago Bears are listening, Patrick O'Dowd. Didn't they just hire their GM? Didn't they announce that?
They did. They hired the executive. He's some talent, or not talent relations, but like he's like a player. He's like a player, sort of an assistant GM position with the Chiefs.
Yeah, so
player development, something like that. Some long convoluted.
Which means now their head coach is going to be Eric Bieniemy too. Like this is how this works. It's like the Giants are going to hire Brian Daboll.
Dude, everybody's talking. I'm scared that they're going to go Jim Caldwell and just hate themselves. He's interviewed twice. He's gotten two interviews.
Yeah, but now they have the GM, and are they going to let the GM pick the coach? Like, I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, Craig, you don't understand how the Bears.
I don't want to either, so let's not talk about it.
It's okay.
Let's talk about Illinois basketball. No, let's not do that either. So anything else that you care about with the Bucks and – Rams game, other than the fact that Matthew Stafford never won a playoff game. Now he's won two and looks like he belongs.
And that team just looked like, I think they got their nervous, bad energy out that second. I'm sorry. I'm not buying the Niners at all. I don't care that they beat him six times in a row. Like I don't buy it. Like,
I don't either.
I think the Rams are going to, I also think the Rams remember how their last game went and are not going to have it.
Yeah. I know Kyle Shanahan has Sean McVay's number, but they didn't score an offensive touchdown against the Packers. Like, I just can't get behind the Niners to win this game. And maybe we'll be stupid, and they will. I know some people are like, the Niners are going to the Super Bowl. You're crazy. So who knows? My son is like, no, the Niners are winning that game. So I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, he's a kicker, so maybe he does know.
Maybe.
Rams or Niners?
I don't see it.
We're soliciting picks.
Rams? Rams by what's the spread? By what?
I got to see what the spread
seven.
Is.
Okay, so anyway, as this is compelling radio.
7.5. Can they win by 7.5?
No, that would be the spread because then you'd have to give 7 or 8. That's how spreads work. Okay. We'll do a show on that later at some point.
Teach Miranda how to gamble?
Yeah, I know nothing about gambling.
I want to have one of those next season, like a weekly one. That's a whole different story. So.
Oh, look at you go. Who for the Niners?
The Rams are 3.5-point favorites, by the way.
That to me feels low.
Yeah. The Chiefs are 7-point favorites.
It's going to be a very good game.
The Chiefs are 7-point favorites, which I think is high. I almost think the spread should be flipped on these two games. So.
Right.
Yeah, who knows?
Because outside, who's the guy for San Francisco, the do everything offensive player Sanders?
Debo Samuel.
Debo Samuel, that's what it is, not Sanders. Like, outside of him, who's going to hurt them? Kittle?
I mean, Mitchell can run the ball and really stepped it up later in the season. Yeah. Kittle, obviously, but I just.
But he hasn't been the same player this year.
No,
he really hasn't. He hasn't been the tight end he's been the last
year. He hasn't been the same player since The Rock gave him an amazing introduction to the Super Bowl. Like, he just hasn't.
Yeah.
Hasn't been the same ever since. So we can all blame Dewey Johnson. It's fine. But I just can't. But before we get into picks and predictions, which I didn't even plan on doing, I didn't plan any of this. It doesn't matter. I do want to talk about the greatest game in the history of our sport. I mean, holy shit. Like watching that game live, it saved my weekend on a lot of levels that we won't talk about on air. And it literally just wouldn't stop. Like 25 points after the 2-minute warning. Like, it's just insane. And the Bills and to me, it was the Super Bowl. And that's the only, the sad part about the last three games.
That, yeah.
Like, that just should have been the Super Bowl.
I was told I have to show this to Greg.
I've seen it. I've tweeted.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
He's seen the whole thing.
Yes.
Sorry for interrupting.
You can't scoop Greg DeMarco.
Not only did I see it, I retweeted it with the word "damn," because it's true. It's true.
Did you follow Greg DeMarco on Twitter? That's oh, you didn't see it?
I thought he left Twitter.
I lurk.
He lurks.
I say I thought he left Twitter because it's too politically whatever.
Just lurk.
Yeah, I retweeted that because it's
very
true. So
if he wants to learn about Illini basketball, remember that Twitter handler is at Wrestling Realist. It's at WRESTLNGREALIST.
No I in wrestling.
Hashtag Illini. So can I want to get your opinion because I agree that the overtime rules should change. I don't know what the answer is. However, am I off in saying that this should have never gone to overtime because the Rams decided to play stupid – or not Rams, I'm sorry. The Bills played a little too safe on those 13 seconds. Like, I get that you're playing to prevent a touchdown and lose it in regulation, but I feel like what got you to the dance, you didn't even try to do.
You know,
and it was just too wide open for Patrick Mahomes.
They did leave it too wide open because they were protecting the sideline, which was dumb because they had two timeouts. The kickoff, right. I mean, I've heard defenses in both directions on the kickoff. Like I've heard.
Yeah, that's a 6-1 half dozen.
If you squib it, they're just going to down it right away. It's only going to take off a second or two. They have the two timeouts. Like they just, and it was funny that Kelce didn't have a huge game until that pass and the touchdown pass at the end. Like then he took off.
You make the catch you need to make.
And that touchdown pass was everything, especially for me. But that was literally, I mean, with 13 seconds, like maybe if not for the commentators selling so hard that Mahomes could still win the game, I don't think I thought that they were going to have a chance to do it. And I would have been way wrong.
No, well, I think you're with everyone else. Cause yeah, of course you're like that was a dagger. Like Josh Allen threw a dagger into the heart of Kansas City and fucking zombie Patrick Mahomes pulled it out and dropped it on the ground. Like he went off Thanos. And the second they got that field goal, I was like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. The Chiefs are winning this football game. Mm-hmm. And I put it squarely. I don't like the kickoff to me. Like you said, I think that was irrelevant. Like however they do it, he's still got to cover that yardage. All he's got to do, he's got a reliable kicker, is get it in field goal range. And I just don't understand why. I think what happened was I think they overcorrected, being a little like you said, protecting the sidelines, also scared of Tyreek Hill blowing another play up where he deuces by a guy who is in front of him when he does the peace symbol, by the way, and blast by him like he's not moving. They were so scared of giving up a touchdown that they played not to lose instead of playing to win. And like, I feel like one big play completely flipped the way they then attacked the end of that football game. And that was
what people are like, everyone's talking about that last drive and that last field goal. A lot of people had, you know, weren't sure if Buffalo was even going to be able to score before that. Like that's just how crazy that whole exchange was. And it was just one thing after another, just holy shit moment after holy shit moment. Right. And I just feel bad about the next three games of the season, including Super Bowl, to have to follow that. Like one of my favorite memes I saw was like, we're just going to cancel the rest of the season and let the Bills and Chiefs play a best of seven because the two best quarterbacks and the two best teams in the league right now. And unfortunately, they had to play in, you know, the quarterfinals, basically. So that, you know, that's too bad because that's going to probably end up being, I don't know. Who knows? A lot of people hated Wild Card Weekend. I actually was entertained by Wild Card Weekend. I know the games weren't all close or whatever, but I still get to see some true greats do some truly great things. And then, of course, this weekend, greatest week in the history of our sport. I'm not ready to say next weekend can't top it. Like, who the hell knows?
No, I think you're going to – I think that the Rams Niners – I think we said the Rams Niners in a walk. I think that the defenses on both sides won't make it a particularly – it won't be a shootout. And the game will be in doubt by the fourth quarter. But I think that in the fourth quarter, that's when the Rams will pull away. They'll get that extra score and the stop when they need it that the Niners and Jimmy G – I think they're going to put the Niners in a spot where Garoppolo is going to have to beat them. And that's going to be the difference. Like, and Green Bay did that too. They just their special teams is horrible, and their special teams cost them the game. And I think that the Bengals Chiefs game, I just don't think you can count out the Bengals, because like you said, like Joe Burrow, and they beat them. They've proven they can beat the Chiefs. Now, granted, it was during the regular season, and that's a different argument. But they were able to take Mahomes out of his game, make him uncomfortable. They've got to go back to that film and then really replicate it. That's easier said than done.
It is.
Containing Patrick Mahomes is the thing that drives it. It's the same thing with Aaron Rodgers that I hate, is that they're so good with their feet, like moving around in the pocket and just buying time. Like the reason they get so much yardage in the air is because they make people miss them. And you just see it all the time. It's Mahomes just going, rolling out to his right, and there's just a defensive lineman can't keep up with him, and he finds a receiver.
And Mahomes didn't have the best season, but then the postseason started. And
right.
Now he's had an amazing postseason. And I hope that what we're seeing with Mahomes and Josh Allen, we just continue to see for the next who knows how many years. And we might have another chapter this coming week with Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes. Like I would, everyone's talking about, you know, if Aaron Rodgers leaves the Green Bay Packers and Denver Broncos, whatever, I'd stay as far away from the AFC as I could, if I were him. Like,
right?
Why?
Right.
Why go to the AFC at this point when you've already got Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow? You still have, you know, talent lurking around like Derek Carr, who had a much better year than people believe, like Justin Herbert, who's, you know, one or two bad coaching decisions away from being right in the middle of all this same act. Like, it's just an insane, you know, Lamar Jackson still exists. Like this is just the same, same situation. If Trevor Lawrence can actually be a guy, depending on who they hire, like the NFC was just not where you want to be at all. If you're a quarterback, like not whatsoever. So we'll see what happens there. Mac Jones, he's just a rookie. He can step it up still. Like there's a lot of talent in the AFC. And it's scary. It's scary right now. So, yeah, Aaron Rodgers probably stay anyway. So, but yeah, that's just – it's hindsight's always 20/20, but I feel like I still can't accurately say if that's the best game I've ever seen. Like, it's that still haven't come down from the excitement of watching it 3 days ago. So, who knows? Who knows if it's still the best game that we've ever seen or not? I don't know. Yeah, let's go to a second commercial break. And then we make a couple picks here and there, and then wrap things up on this definitely not by the numbers edition of the Greg DeMarco Show.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore. Everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
So what else would we do on the last edition of the Greg DeMarco Show before the Royal Rumble than pick winners of NFL football games? That is exactly what we are going to do. So we've got two games coming up this weekend. We've talked back and forth about them, so who we pick may not be surprises. We're just going to pick straight up. We're not going to worry about spreads and all that kind of stuff, because there will be shows that do that later this week right here on the Chairshot Radio Network. So follow along at Chairshot Media and at thechairshot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head. I'm going to start with I'm just going to go in order of how they're going to be played. The Chiefs, Kansas City Chiefs, will host Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. Who, Patrick O'Dowd, will represent the American Football Conference in the Superb Owl, which I'm so tired of people saying that. Like it's just, why are people calling
it
Superb
Owl? Do you know what that's from?
I don't care.
So it's a joke from...
I just said I didn't care.
I know where the joke's from.
Well, I know, but I'm going
to
enlighten
you. Okay, Miranda wants to know.
So first of all, if you've never watched the TV show What We Do in the Shadows, check it out. It's on HBO Max. It is a... reality television show that follows the lives of four vampires that are like 400 years old trying to take over New York City.
What does this have to do with the Superb Owl?
I'm getting to that. They get invited to a Super Bowl party, but they don't know what the Super Bowl is, and they read the invitation wrong and think it is the Superb Owl party, and they're very excited looking for this owl, and so they spend the whole time at the party not quite getting it, and it's hilarious. It's I strongly recommend this show, and the Super Bowl party is a good one. It also gave me Jackie Daytona, not Jackie. Daytona.
Wow!
I'll get it back to you later. No, it's worth it. It's worth it. I'll take the buzzer and then just talk over it because I'm his best friend and can do that anyway. And the Chiefs win, by the way. The Chiefs are going to beat the Bengals and go on to the Super Bowl. And I think that while Joe Burrow is a nice story, and I think the Bengals give him a fight, the Chiefs won are just playing so much better than they were back when the Bengals played them. So I don't see them doing it. I don't see them pulling off the upset.
Miranda, who do you think is going to win?
Can I do a who should and who will?
Yes, you can do a who should win and who will win.
Should win the Bengals. Fuck it. Why not? Spice some things up. Who will win? The Chiefs.
Yeah, I like that. The Bengals should win. I would love to see the Bengals win. I think the Bengals might even have a late lead in the game. And just the way that the Chiefs play, the Chiefs kind of have that cardiac aspect to them, as, you know, if you're a fan of the team. And I think they'll pull it out in the end. You know, if you're talking with a 7-point spread, I don't know if they'll cover that, but it's because they've been playing closer games. I mean, they won the last one, you know, by 6, but that was just because of the overtime rules, which I'm actually glad we didn't spend forever talking about the overtime rules, because it's an annoying topic, because we can't change them anyway. But in the end, I do think Chiefs are going to win, which makes me, because I think that the Bengals would be a great story for the Super Bowl. They'll get there. They've got time. Everybody's young, so it's going to be fantastic. But yeah, I think this is going to be the defeat that will probably launch Joe Burrow on a Super Bowl run next year. Who knows? But I am going to pick the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll flip things around. Arizona Cardinals fan Miranda Morales can talk about 2 other teams from the NFC West representing the NFC, the National Football Conference Championship game hosted in LA as the Rams take on the San Francisco 49ers.
Miranda, I mean,
who
proud.
Should win and who will win?
Well, I was going to say I'm proud that the NFC West is represented here. I think the NFC West has always been kind of underrated, and we have very like a strong true, showing.
Spoken like a true fan of the Pac-12.
Yeah. Anyways, who should and who will win is the Rams. Like, that's just, I think the lightning struck once for the 49ers, and I don't think it's going to strike again.
It kind of struck twice. I mean, you think about the game against Dallas, although it was not as hard for them to win that one. And you had the stupid play at the end that shows that Dallas doesn't practice football. But yeah, there's just a lot. Patrick O'Dowd, thoughts?
The Niners, again, nice little story. Their defense is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. There will be no blocked punt or blocked field goal to bail them out this time. I think that, like I said, or before we did the commercial break and Greg decided we were doing predictions, I think it'll be in doubt going into the fourth quarter. But I think by the fourth quarter, there will be too much Rams offense. And I think that there will be a couple of very timely sacks on one Jimmy Garoppolo that will, I think Von Miller is going to get in his face. I think Ndamukong Suh is going to get in his face and they're going to put the hurt on him. And I think the Rams will win by 10.
Wow. I think the 49ers are scary. I really do. Because they feel like they're playing with nothing to lose. They shouldn't be here. The Rams have literally mortgaged multiple drafts in the future for the team they currently have right now. And so I do think the 49ers are going to make it scary, but I do think in the end, the Rams will pull it off. The one thing that we haven't seen this postseason is a game-changing injury really take place. I do kind of fear that could happen in one of these games and completely change the complexion. Like, you know, say Matthew Stafford gets hurt and he's one of the toughest human beings on the planet. So I don't know if that'll happen, but there's a lot that could take place that could change the complexity of one of these games. And for some reason, I think if it's going to happen in any game, it's going to happen in that Rams 49ers game. The Rams the 49ers have beaten the Rams 6 straight times. And I think that's one of the big reasons why so many people are picking the 49ers, but I just can't get by on it. I think not only will there not be a blocked punt that wins this game for the 49ers, the Rams will probably have some kind of big special teams play because you know they're going to focus on it like crazy this week, the way that Sean McVay tries to strategize around everything. But yeah, I can't, I just, like I said, you can't, you're not going to beat the Rams without scoring a touchdown. The Rams are going to win this game and go to the Super Bowl. So, and then in terms of who's going to win the Super Bowl, we can worry about that later. Maybe, who knows? But that will wrap things up for this football talk edition of the Greg DeMarco Show. Patrick O'Dowd, we said it before, he said it himself again, at Wrestling Realist, WrestlingRealist, for some of the finest reactions to Illini basketball and so much more on his Twitter account. Patrick O'Dowd, tell the good people what, if they jump back a day or two in the archives, what they can hear on this week's edition of Bandwagon Nerds.
You can hear David Ungar covering everything I refuse to cover because we have too much to cover with Aesop, Mitchell, a little bit of Ray Cash, and some PC Tunney. It was a good show. It was great. Aesop will definitely be back on the show in the future. Guy knows his stuff. Yeah, it was a good show.
Excellent. Check that out here on the Chairshot Radio Network. You can follow her on the Instagram and the Facebook, but no Twitter because she is the Twitterless heroine at the hashtag Miranda Morales. What can everybody, including myself, expect on the hashtag Miranda Show, broadcasting later today, being recorded later this evening?
Yes, so we didn't talk about it this week on the Greg DeMarco Show, but we will on the hashtag Miranda Show, and that is Royal Rumble picks. So make sure you stay tuned if you want to know who we think is going to be winning the 2022 Royal Rumble. Rumbles, plural.
Rumbles. So there you go. You can follow me at Chairshot Greg. You can follow the website at Chairshot Media. This is the Greg DeMarco Show, part of the Chairshot Radio Network. We remind you to always use your head.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
We appreciate you listening. Tune back in next week where who the hell knows what we're going to talk about, because you just never know. Probably get back into the wrestling because, you know, we will have officially kicked off on the road to WrestleMania. But until then, it's really only one way to end this show.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.